Great.
Hey, Eric. Good morning.
Yeah,
how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you, bud?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking. Here at work. I'm going to try to keep things pretty straight to the point, Eric, if that's okay with you. You know, I like to be mindful of your time here. So, I guess I do want to ask very straightforward, though, Eric. Are you in a position right now where you are able to take on more customers, right? If you start getting calls from the Google platform, can you handle new clients?
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, dude.
I just signed up for Andrew, but... Oh, okay.
But I feel like it's a scam.
Yeah, you should have read the reviews prior to signing up. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, I don't want to talk bad about any company.
I know. I'm kicking myself in the ass for it. I know.
No, but again, when I ask if you can take on more work, it's actually a serious question because, you know, all the companies that come up on the first page of Google, they all stay busy. So we are looking for someone that's able to handle new clients as a call starts coming in. So, let me keep things, you know, pretty simple and straight to the point, Eric. So our company name is Local Splash. We're based out of California. We are premier channel partners to Google. I mean, you're never going to get a phone call directly from Google. Google hires us to deal with smaller companies. You know, Google would only call like Mercedes, Coca-Cola, their big accounts, right? We deal with the smaller companies that are on that first page of Google. So we had a position that opened up, I want to say roughly about an hour ago. We were notified through the Google platform that a position in the Truckee and surrounding cities opened up for handyman services. So our job is to get that spot filled in sometime today. And normally it gets filled in within the next for 2 or 3 hours because everyone wants to have their company on the first page of Google. If I'm being very straight with you, because people know that when you're on that first page, you're going to stay busy. So what we're proposing is to put Truckee Handyman Hero, within the first page right alongside of your competitors. You have, Simpler Solutions Handyman Service, the Tahoe Tradesman. Let's see here. What appears here? We have a few others. Mr. Honey. Sierra Home Services, Black Bear, Black Rock, Handyman Service, Operasa Handyman, and Reliable Services. Not sure if you heard of any of these guys before, Eric.
Yeah, actually, I've heard of some of them.
Yeah. Well, these guys that come up as first options, brother, they're the guys that pay for a spot on that first page. And I got to be honest with you, I mean, it's not that, you know, they do such an amazing job, which I'm sure some do, right? But it's not that reason that keeps them busy. It's the fact that when somebody goes on there and they type in, you know, drywall, flooring, remodeling, these guys come up as your first option. And that's how they gain all their tracking, traffic is by being, you know, one of the top recommended results on the first page. That's where we have that spot. Yeah, that's where we have that spot open. And that's where we would put Truckee Handyman Hero. Right alongside of these guys on the first page. So you'll also be one of the top recommended companies when somebody goes on Google and types any of the keywords relating to the services that you offer. Now, Tara tells me that you currently still, you do not have a website for the company. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'm in the process of having one built.
Okay. Well, the reason that I asked that, Eric, part of the service that we offer, we would build a website for Truckee Handyman, and we wouldn't charge you additional for that. It's already included within the service. Okay. I actually text over to you a sample site. You know, we'll show you what we can do for Truckee. Do you mind letting me know if you see that?
I do. I'm looking. I'm a little irritated. I wish this call would have been before. I just paid Angie to sell that money.
It's okay, brother. It's okay, man. You know what? I know the irritation could get there because I mean you can never compare Google to Angie's, right? I mean, it's Google is like the biggest platform and biggest search engine around in the world, right? I mean. Nowadays, you ask somebody, hey, man, where can I find this? Or where can I find an electrician handyman?
I use it for everything.
The universal answer you get all around is, just Google it, right? You're never going to get someone that's going to say, just Angie it, right? So, anyhow, right there where it says Handy Masters, do you see that?
Yeah, I'm looking through it right now.
Okay, well, it's a website that we would offer for Truckee Handyman Hero. Obviously, right there under featured services, we would put the services that you render the public, like kitchen, bathroom remodeling, handyman services, home repairs, drywall, flooring. I'm sure you know what a website is. So it would be a very legit and professional website that we would do for Truckee Handyman, which will, put you within the next category. It just make the company look a lot more professional, obviously. Not saying that you're not, because you are.
No, I understand. Right. You're right.
And then how about any social media? Eric, do you guys have any social media?
Not yet, no.
No, okay. The reason that I asked that is that we work directly with Facebook. Google and Facebook have a partnership. So we would actually list you guys on Facebook. We would help you build a business profile on Facebook, and then we would run ads on Facebook for the company, and that's already included as well. And then the last platform that we work with is Apple. Apple is for anyone that has an iPhone that uses what is called Safari to do searches on the Internet. We would also list Truckee Handyman on Apple. Now the pricing, that we offer for the services, and again, I'm sorry that you made that decision with Angie's. It's unfortunate, man. But the pricing that we handle is actually quite affordable, Eric. To get you on that first page and build that website for the company, it's $299 a month. That's it. There's no contract. It's month to month. When I say no contract, it's exactly what it means. It means that you have the right to cancel the service at any time. But, if we're being frank with one another, I don't think that you would want to cancel if we're keeping you busy, right? Because at the end of the day, what matters are results. And that's what Google can provide, Eric. It's getting you right alongside of your competition and keeping you busy, I also don't want to set false expectations and tell you that you're going to become a millionaire in 2 months and that you're going to have 100 jobs lined up in 1 month. I mean, that's all a bunch of baloney. One thing that we could definitely provide is keeping you busy. And that's what our clients love, is that they just have that consistency flow of work coming in, and it keeps their calendar occupied. And that's what Google does on that first page. Okay. Now, are you guys open for commercial work, Eric, or are you guys just doing residential?
No, we do commercial, residential, some industrial.
Okay, all right, perfect, awesome. And what's your last name, Eric, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, no problem, it's Thompson. And we offer 24/7 emergency services.
I'm so glad that you said that, because it's actually quite important. Because a lot of people, when they go on Google, when they have like an emergency at nighttime, they look for companies that say 24-hour service. And in your area, there's not too many that offer that service. So that's going to set you guys aside. So that's
great.
No, that's one of the things I was looking for. So that's actually pretty awesome. Okay. And then what's your email address, Eric?
It's EST. No, I'm sorry. It's truckeehandymanhero@gmail.com.
Truckee. I hear somebody in the background. Is that your partner?
That was my daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies.
That's all right. You're fine, dude. I was just getting off to school.
Okay. Truckee Handyman Hero, you said, is the
That's correct. Yep, that's correct.
Okay, Truckee Handyman Hero, is that at Gmail?
Yep, yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, the 530 number, 263-4961, is that a good number that we can put on Google, or do you have another number that we can place on on Google where the customers can call you.
So with that being said, I that's my personal number, and I didn't think this through very well.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like to actually get like a, you know, a second line.
Like a security
There's an app. Yeah, there's an app called Second Line. Yeah, so it's
the same phone rings. You don't need to do that, Eric. We can provide you what is called a tracking number, which is a secondary line, so we don't use your personal cell phone.
But it would still be my personal cell phone ringing, correct?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, yes, yes, of course it would be. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'd better start. I have spent so much money recently. This is bad. It's terrible timing. But can you? Is there any way for you to? I'm pretty. Nothing to do with you, but I'm pretty damn gullible, I guess. Is there any way to see how many calls in the last month these businesses have received? I mean, there was guys with some kind of tracking system, correct?
Yes, but that, yes, you would have that same information for your company. We cannot disclose that information because it's all personal information for the companies. You know, so like when you get your company listed on Google, you're going to have access to what's called a dashboard where you'll be able to see how many calls you're being generated from Google, how many people are clicking on your platform, and you'll be able to see all that back end stuff. All that information is internal, so it cannot be disclosed to anyone. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I was just asking in hopes that
rather than me
just like believe everything everybody says, like I always do, like to try and be smarter about what I do. But
no, it makes sense, Eric. And you know what? I didn't come today to try to waste your time and pull your leg or try to, you know, if you could tell from the beginning, I told you that this service is not something that's going to make you rich or you're not going to have 80 jobs lined up in a month. I mean, this is Google. It works a lot different than, you know, other platforms like Angie's or Home Advisor or Thumbtack or all these other third-party vendors, right? So I understand where you're coming from. You know, but again, all the companies that I mentioned to you, even the ones that you say you know, they all stay busy for the simple fact, like I told you, that they're coming up on that first page of Google. So that's where you're going to be. And here, and let me let you in another insight, you know. Do you know where Angie's gets their leads from by any chance, Eric?
No, I have no idea.
they get them from Google. Isn't that ironic? Yeah. So,
and you know, it's funny that that's what they charged me the same. That's what they charged me was $288.
That's unreal. That's unreal, man. And you know what? The other thing is that not only do they charge you that, but then they are also on a paper lead service. So, you know, they all charge you a percentage when they send those leads over to you. You know.
Yeah. Whether you get them or not.
Yeah. Which honestly. You know, and this is just my personal opinion. I think that's just not right, man. I mean, how are you going to charge somebody?
They were very shady.
It's like, hey, man, why am I going to pay $40 or $50 out of my pocket and I didn't even get the job? That doesn't make any sense. So that's another thing why people love Google is that it doesn't matter how many jobs you land, how many phone calls you get, whether you get the job or it's just somebody wanting to know a quote, you don't pay one penny more than $2.99 a month. And, you know, and one of the things that I could tell you is that, you know, it's obvious that, you know, we have to make sure that you're making enough to cover that monthly service charge, right? So that's another thing that Google can do, Eric. So, I mean, you'll see the difference right away once you have your company on that first page. I mean, you'll see the difference. Now, let me ask, Eric, what times and what days that you wanted to show on Google that Truckee Handyman is open for business?
Well, 24/7.
Well, you did say that. Okay, 24/7. Here, let me put that on here. 24/7. And then what distance are you willing to travel, did you tell me, outside of Truckee for new clients?
I'd like to stay within like a 30-minute radius. So that puts me into Reno, Incline Village, Kings Beach, like North Star, Verdi. Not quite sure.
Okay, I'm going to put you down for about 15 to 20 miles, which is about 20-minute drive, 20, 30-minute drive. Is that all right?
I need the work, so, you know, if you honestly think that that's enough, then sure.
If you ask me, Eric, and I'm just trying to help you out here, I would put it down for at least 30 miles if you need the work. Because that would make you visible even a little further out where, you know,
you would
get more customers. Even though, I mean, I would say it doesn't matter if you got to drive 40 minutes if the money's right.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. So that's fine. Like, you know, honestly, 35 miles is fine.
Okay, that's what I'll put you down for, 30 miles. I'll do 30 miles for you, which is going to take you about 30 or 40 minutes outside of Truckee. But again, like you said, it's definitely going to give you more work. All right. And then remind me, did you have a Facebook page for Truckee or not yet?
Not yet, sir.
Okay. No worries. I'm just putting down here that we're going to help you build one there for you. And then obviously we're going to help you build the website. Do you have any pictures of any of the work that you've done in the past, Eric, by any chance?
I do believe I have some.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to let you know, it's completely off topic, but I have like 15 reviews, and they're all stellar reviews on Nextdoor, so.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, if you think 15 reviews with something, I mean, you're going to be in for a treat, you know, once you're on that first page of Google. That's where, I mean, I'm not saying that Nextdoor doesn't matter. Obviously, it does. But, you know, getting the reviews on that first page of Google, that's what's going to really set aside Truckee, you know, to what the competitors are doing. So, you know, let's get those reviews as well on Google, man. And that's what we would help you with as well. So you would get a call from our IT guys. There's two spots open, Eric. The IT department, I'm sure you know what the IT department is. It's the guys that handle all the back-end work on, you know, for Google, that build your website, that put you on the first page. I have an availability where they're going to give you a ring to collect all details and information, even pictures. I have 2 or 3 p.m. today, or I have tomorrow morning, whatever works best for you.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay. What time in the morning tomorrow would you be available?
This time's fine.
This time? Okay. All right, let me look here 1 second.
Did you say there was 2 spots open for the handyman? Because
no,
thought she said there was only one.
There's only one position. Yeah, I wish there was 2 spots. That would allow us to put somebody else on there. But no, there's one position available. Bear with me.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I do need to build a password for the account, Eric. This is in case you ever call us or we call you or you wanted to make any changes on Google for whatever reason on that first page. We need to verify that it's you on the line and only you. I am going to give you 3 questions, and you're able to choose one. And whatever one you choose, the answer to that would be the password to the account. You have your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
Okay, mother's maiden name is Smith.
Samantha?
Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. My apologies. I don't know where I got Samantha from. Okay.
It's all good, man.
Smith. Okay, so Smith is going to be the password to the account, brother. Okay, so anytime you call, you always have to verify Smith. Okay, you know, we'll ask you, hey, what's the security question? And it's Smith is going to be it. And then right now I'm putting you down for residential only. Am I correct? Or, you know, you're not doing commercial just yet?
No, I do commercial, man.
Oh, okay. Sorry, brother. Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry to ask you again. The system is prompting me to ask you one more time. Okay. And then you are open for, you know, to take on new customers, obviously, right? You did say that in the beginning.
Yeah, I've only had my doors open for 2 months now, so.
Okay. Oh, man, I promise you that you're going to love the services on Google, Eric. And I'm not just saying that, like I said, because I'm here, but you'll see the difference right away, man. Okay, and then you do have access, Eric, to TrekkieHandymanHero@gmail.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm asking because you'll get the verifications and confirmations there in a couple of minutes here. All right, bear with me 1 second. Okay, and then regarding that $299, Eric, there's two options how you can take care of that. You can either use a company card or you can use a personal debit card. Which one did you want to use?
I spent so much money yesterday, I can't believe it. Is there any way I would have to go shift some money around unless you could give me a slight discount. I do mean slight.
All right,
I'm talking.
Okay. Yeah, hold on. Let me. I don't mind doing that, brother. Hold on. Let me just message my director who does our financing. I see he's on his computer right now. Let me just ask him. Yeah, like you said, man. I hope this call would have came a few days earlier, man. That would have been amazing. You know, you would have not hesitated to say, yeah, man, let's go Google.
Right.
Yeah. All right. All right. Bear with me 1 second. I just send him the message. I see he just opened it, so let's see what he says. I mean, what's the worst case scenario would be no. So, but, I mean, it's worth a shot. So I can ask. Bear with me here 1 second. And a whole, you know, aside from Google and all this with your business, Eric, how's your day going, brother?
Nah, not that well, to be honest.
Sorry to hear that, man. Sorry to hear that. I know you said you had a daughter. How old is your kid?
I have two, 18-year-old, and I have a 10-year-old. My 18-year-old just...
You have an 18-year-old, bro? I thought you were like, I kid you not, man. I mean, based on your voice, I thought you were about 24, 25.
Yeah, no, I'm 44. And that's kind of like, that's why my day is shit so far. She just randomly up and moved out of nowhere, barely turned 18. And sounds like I've been through a lot with her, you know. So.
You know what, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you in on something, man, and I'm sorry that I'm jumping off topic here, but I have a 17-year-old who turns 18 in July, and then I have a 13-year-old. I have two girls. I'm a single parent, you know. Me and mom separated after 17 years, and the girls wanted to stay with me. I've been divorced for 2 years, and my 17-year-old, you know, she says, Dad, when I turn 18, she got accepted into a few colleges. She's like, I'm going to move out and this and that. So I sort of, in a sense, you know, don't want her to move out. Obviously, I know I want the best. That's for her. But, I mean, it sounds like you're in that boat right now, huh?
Yeah. I mean, 2 weeks earlier, I had asked her, you know, if she's going to move out. And she had told me, no, I got to finish high school, and I still got to get my license and, you know, my car and get a job. And she said it'll be like two or three years before I can get my life together to where, like, it's proper to move out. And then she literally did it in like, like instantly one night. Mom was living here. I was married to her for 22 years, and she's dying of cancer, and she's almost gone. And she moved out to her mom's house, and so
Hey, brother, what? I am so sorry to hear that, man. I don't know how your religious faith is, or if you're whatever it is, but I mean, I'm a Christian myself, and I'll tell you that I definitely will, like I said, I don't know your religious background, brother, but I definitely send a prayer that way, man. That's a tough spot to be in, man. You know, it's a very, very tough spot. You know, you have your other half that it moved out, and now you got your daughter, and now it's just going to be you and your 10-year-old. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and I, to be honest, over the last 10 years, my ex-wife's had like a crazy drug and alcohol problem, and she's abusive, and I've protected my children, especially my eldest daughter. She's kidnapped her twice. Like I've done everything and anything needed to be to like put myself aside and sacrifice for her. So it was just a heart blow.
Wow. You know, I mean, it's crazy how we don't know, everyone's going through, in dealing with situations like such, man. I mean, I hope things get better for you, Eric, and they turn around, man. I mean, as far as the business goes, I will help you as much as I can on this end to get your business up and running. I know that sometimes financially that can help a little bit in some sense, but I mean, with the other things, man, stay strong, brother. I mean, I know I'm going to experience that pretty soon, and I didn't have to go through the things you went through, so I can't say that I can relate, because I cannot, right? I mean, I didn't, so more power to you, man.
You know what gets me through and puts a smile on my face?
What is
the
that?
The only thing, besides my 10-year-old, dude, I like to work my ass off. Like, if it was up to me, I'd work 14 hours, 16 hours a day. Because I like to spend money just as much. So.
Makes sense.
And if I'm working, like, I'm focusing on something different and not all my problems. And then when I'm not working, I'm spending the money that I made.
That's good, man. You know what? Just keep pushing, brother. That's all you can do, man. At least you have now your company you set up. Let's get you busy and in a position where, that can occupy a lot of your time as well, aside from, like you said, your 10-year-old. But, man, it's tough, brother. I was able to get Christian, who is our director. He took off $50 from here, Eric. So I will leave the monthly rate for you, which we normally don't do. It's going to be $249 a month instead of $299.
That's crazy. That's like, when I asked you that, that's because I think that's what I got in my fucking bank account. I like to the T, I think I'm checking right now.
I just hope
this works, because I get, I'll be solid busy for a week and make $5,000 to $10,000 and dry for 2 weeks, and I'm not that type of person.
Well, I can tell you this much, man. If it works for everyone else there on that first page, there's no reason it's not going to work for you, man.
One second, I'm just checking.
Yeah, it's all good.
I have 200 and $251.
Okay. Okay. Well, it'll cover it. Yeah, like I said, I got it down to $249 for you. So, all right, bear with me here 1 second. Let me just put some notes, because I got a note here too. You know, the reason that we are deducting the prices for the Google services. Let me just put it was approved by our upper management here.
Yeah, the dude from Angie's List did. He completely screwed me. He didn't tell me about the leads and paying for the leads and he left out very critical information.
When did you pay them? When was that?
Like 3 days ago.
All right, look, let me finish up here, and then I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you an insight on what you can do. So, hold on. Okay, is this a Visa, MasterCard, Eric? What type of card is it?
It is a... 1 second. Checking, which card is that? Visa.
Okay, it starts with a number 4. Go ahead, brother.
4985-0311-0562-3306.
Okay, expiration?
129.
Okay, and then the CC code, it's going to be the last 3 digits in the back.
Yeah, 590.
590, okay. And then what address is attached to this as a billing address?
That's going to be 9848 Donner Pass Road.
Okay, I'm sorry, 9848 Donner Pass, you said?
Yep, Donner Pass Road.
Okay.
And that's Truckee. Truckee.
96161?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here 1 second. So, I'm just going to give you a word of advice here, but you didn't hear this from me because I'm not even supposed to tell you this, but I'm going to let you in on this. So, what you can do is call back Angie's List and let them know that you decided not to open the company. I mean, whatever you want to say, right? And they're going to give you pushback and, oh, well, this and this and that. And one famous line that will get them to refund you right away is like, hey, you know what, guys? I don't want to get my family attorney involved. Can we just get me refunded? And that's going to do magic for you, brother. But you didn't hear that from me.
No, I use that when all else fails. I was trying to avoid getting my attorney involved in this, but you know what? He's such a good friend of mine. I don't think he's going to mind one more case.
Right.
I appreciate it.
No,
I mean, you know what? The thing is, I'm a very honest person, and I guess that makes me gullible or whatever. I work my ass off, dude, and I do great work. And I just, you know what I mean, all that I expect is, you know, people to be honest with me because I'm trying to grow my business and I'm doing all the hard work. I just need,
that's all it is, man, I make everybody look good. Yeah, and that's all it is because here's the bottom line. At the end of the day, if I, you know, like I've been very straightforward with you. I mean, if you like the service, let's do it. And if you don't, hey, no harm, no foul. Have a nice day, right? But at the end of the day, if we keep things transparent, honest with you, we're going to keep the relationship with you on a long-term basis because customers like to work with us because we keep things very straight to the point, right? There's no, like I like to say, sneaking and geeking, right? There's none of that stuff. Everything is transparent, and it's unfortunate that these guys, you know, with Angie's, they don't tell you this stuff, and that stuff needs to be disclosed, man. It's important for you to know that, right? I mean, hey, not only are you paying $300, but anytime you get a phone call or you accept a lead, we're going to charge you, right? So
yeah, and it's half-assed set up. I told that motherfucker I didn't want to be on a roof. You know what I mean? And the two leads that I've gotten are on damn roofs. And I'm like, you know, and then I told him, I said, I don't want to go farther than, like, 30 minutes. Oh, yeah, we can keep you busy. We can keep you so busy all day, all night. You know, it just staying in Truckee. And then I look at the damn thing. It's like 619 zip codes. I'm like, 619 zip codes? What the fuck am I? Am I going to Florida now? Like,
are you a truck driver now?
I'm like, what the? I'm like, dude, everything this dude told me was just he was blowing smoke up my ass. Like, I couldn't believe, like, he lied to that extent. You know, I'm like, dude, I'm like, the Bay Area.
I can't speak up for them, brother, but I can tell you that you're not going to experience that here, man. It's just not worth the reputation of our company to try to pull your leg over $200 and some, man. It doesn't make any sense. Now the card, does it say Eric Thompson, Eric, or
yes.
Does it? Okay, there's no middle initial or anything of that nature?
No.
Okay, and then Eric is E-R-I-C or E-R-I-C-K?
E-R-I-C.
Okay, and then Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Correct, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Yeah. T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, okay. Perfect, all right, stand by for me 1 second. Eric, while I verify that this card that you provided is a valid one, and also bear with me here while I...
Can I ask a couple questions?
Yeah, go ahead, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I got on Google, because I use the shit out of Google, and
okay.
I put in Truckee and Handyman Services,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing that pops up is Kelly Brothers Painting, and it says Google Guaranteed, sponsored. And then it says Angie sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of surprising. All-Star Pros sponsored. Thumbtack sponsored. And then it goes down to the map.
Yeah, you're going to be on the local map section under businesses because 90% of revenue goes to these companies on there. That's why we're putting you on that section, on the business end. Right? So on the Google guarantees, if you look at those people are paying per click. So those people pay every time somebody clicks on their business. It's like $45. I wouldn't want to do that to you. I mean, at least not until you're making $20,000 a month. You know, I wouldn't even offer you that service yet. But I believe you me that I'm doing things right by you, brother. I mean, I'm not trying to BS you or pull your leg on any sense. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Bear with me here one quick second.
To be honest, that's the one I always call, too, is the one, the map one. So do I.
That's what I always do. You know, it's funny that everyone figures that the ones on the guarantees are just a lot more expensive, so everyone goes into the maps.
Well, it's a direct line to a business rather than get, you know, hustled around.
Correct. Okay. Perfect. All right. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay. All right. So the payment went through. I just got to read you our disclosure really quick. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. And as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance, Eric. To make sure that I have everything correct on my end, can you please verify the company name?
Truckee Handyman Hero.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
My name's Eric Thompson, and I'm the owner.
Owner-operator. Thank you very much. I'll put that here, owner-operator. And you are an authorized party to start services on behalf of Truckee Handyman Hero, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party. You are an authorized party on the card that you provided today, correct?
On the what?
On the debit card or credit card that you provided?
Oh, yeah, that's my shit.
Hey, man, we're around the same age, brother. I tell you, man, I would love to just, you know, sit back and, but anyways, I can't get into that conversation. The call is being recorded.
Yeah,
but,
I know where you're going. Okay.
Yeah. To get results as fast as possible, Eric, we do ask that you're involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our emails and phone calls when it's necessary.
Yeah, you know what? not a problem. I just broke my phone. I just got a new phone. So, yeah, I can do that, bud.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash, here alongside of as Google partners, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward as of today. Your payment was processed today, which is February 5th, in the reduced amount that we did for you as a courtesy for $249. Keep in mind, your next payment will not be due until March 5th, and that's the locked-in rate that we give you, which is $249 monthly. Also, keep in mind, Eric, that this is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service. So you will always hold the right to stop the service at any time if we're not meeting your expectations. Okay?
Okay.
All we ask is that if you ever did want to stop the service, you give us a ring at our customer service number. I think I text you from it, cause I was gonna read it off to you, but let me double check. Yeah, I text you from it, and you're also gonna start getting, text messages from that customer service number, you know, saying welcome to the family and so forth. You're also going to get a particular email. Oh, well, you're actually getting a few emails right now that are coming in that are – here, bear with me one second.
Yeah, you know what? Is there – and this is going to sound like absolute asinine after I just paid that money. I just got a text from a friend that – needs to be at her job and her cars won't start. She asked if she can get a ride. I was going to see if we could finish this a little bit later today or whenever it's convenient for you.
Everything is done in our end. I was just going to walk you through our, because you do have to, fill out the terms and agreement, which just says that you give us permission to call you and that the credit card information is yours. So what I'll do is I'll call you in a couple of hours if you want, and then we'll go over that. It will take literally like 2 minutes. We were just about done here. So, but I'll call you back.
Yeah,
in about,
sorry, bud.
No. Eric, no need to apologize, brother. Not what after all the headaches you've been through and especially dealing with, Angie's. I mean, but give them a call, man, and get your money back with that, you know, with what I told you. And then what I'll do is, I'll give you a call back in a couple of, I would say maybe 2 hours if that works for you or,
that's perfect.
And then, you know, we'll just finish the process here. But for the most part, everything's all said and done. You're going to get a bunch of emails saying welcome to the company, you know, a bunch of text messages. I'll explain those to you in a couple of hours. So I'll give you a call in about 2 hours, Eric, and then we'll get everything assessed.
Hey man, you know what? Hopefully, I'm looking forward to hopefully this one actually does get me some business, because all I need is a little bit of business and I'll take the fuck off, man.
You know what, Eric? Again, I like I said from the beginning, man. I it's our company reputation is worth a lot more than $249, man. So we wouldn't be pulling your leg. I mean, like I said, I don't want to give you an expectation that you're gonna have, you know, 60, 80 jobs in a month and you're going to be rich in a few months. I don't want to say that either, man, but I know that we can definitely help keep you busy. And that's what, you know, that's what our clients want. You know, it's just have that consistency flow of work coming in, man. So I'll give you a call in a couple of hours, Eric, and we'll get all everything squared away.
All right. You know how much money a handyman makes in trucking?
I do not. How much?
It's fucking unreal, bro. It's nine times what a handyman makes anywhere else in the state of California, including the Bay Area. I every one of my jobs, I hit $400 minimum. So if I show up, I know I'm walking away with $400, even if I just freaking change a gasket on a sink, because everybody's millionaires up here. And so, like, I don't want to destroy the market. So I give them the lowest, average price I can, but
Yeah, no bullshit. It's unreal. I charge $150 just to show up.
Hey, man, well, let's do this, man. When you do blow out of the water, man, you keep my number and I'll come work for you.
Shit, we'll go to Florida and have some fun.
During spring break, is that what it is?
I don't know. I need a smooth talker, man. It sounds like I found one.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, brother. I got to tell you, and I'm going to be right before I let you go. Look, the most part, I speak to a lot of business owners, man. So it's always just business. You know, it's like, hey, you know, sign me up on Google. How much is it? Here's my credit card. Make sure my company's up there. And it's just business, right? So this whole hee-hee-ha-ha, I don't get to enjoy that often, man. So I really mean when I say this, Patrick, it was a pleasure, brother.
Yeah, well, I'm a screwy fucker, so.
I'll call you in a couple of hours, brother.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, man. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.